And thank God for it. Amen. Sunday's going to be a great day. And I just believe Sunday morning, Sunday night, that God's going to give us great victory. Praise the Lord. The entrance of God's word gives life and light and liberty. Amen. I'd like you to turn to 1 Chronicles, the 14th chapter tonight. 1 Chronicles, the 14th chapter. And it's been a little difficult to try to think of which title. So many titles seem to leap out of this portion of God's word. Really, this chapter is all about two battles and two different victories, but the same God. No matter what the battle is, thank God we're assured victory, and we have the same God who is Lord of all. Amen. 1 Chronicles, the 14th chapter. The Bible said, when the Philistines heard that David was anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek David. They came after him. And David heard of it and went out against them. And the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephidim. And David inquired of God. Now you'll find this in one way or another all the way through the Old Testament. Either people did inquire of God or they did not inquire of God. And the Bible's very plain on what happened in each situation. But you know, that reads very quickly, but David inquired of God. That should be a part of our daily life, about everything in our life. David inquired of God, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines, and will you deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said unto him, go up, for I will deliver them into thine hand. So they came up to Baal Perazim, and David smote them. Then David said, God hath broken in upon mine enemies by my hand like the breaking forth of waters. Therefore they call the name of that place Baal Perazim. Now I'm not going to read the whole chapter at this time, but as we look into this portion of God's word, David had become king, and David was anointed king. And guess who doesn't like your being blessed? Guess who doesn't like your new promotion? Or guess who doesn't like you living victorious? Amen. The Bible said that the Philistines heard. The Philistines heard. Well, the devil hears a lot of things. And when they heard good news about David being anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek David. Now, I'm not speaking negative, but I just want us to be conscious of this one fact tonight. Don't be surprised when the enemy comes against you. Don't be surprised when you have a challenging day. Every day is not the same. I wished it was. The thing that is the same is that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There are days when it seems like your mind's a little fuzzy, or seem like things aren't just clicking like you'd like for them to, details and different things happening. Well, David was anointed king. You think, well, praise God, this is wonderful, and it is well, and all is well. But the Philistines went up to seek David. And of course, the Bible tells us that Satan is like a roaring lion who goeth about seeking. He can't devour you, but seeking whom he may devour. Amen. He's on the prowl. He's a prowler. He's a dirty, low-down, unfair prowler. He's always on the prowl. And so there it is, and all of us can identify with that fact. As David was anointed to be king over all of Israel, the Philistines went to see David, went out against David. And Really, they surrounded David is what happens. You know, the good thing about it, if I dwell on it a lot because it's one of my favorite scriptures, but it really is true. If God be for us, and you believe that. Now, God can be for you, and you not believe that, and it's a whole different thing. But if God be for us, and David said back in the Psalms, but this I know, God is for me. There's times I preach to myself in the mirror. Amen. And I say, no matter how you feel, no matter what you think, or no matter what may be challenging right now, if God be for us, who can be against us? And David said in the Psalms, but this I know. This I know. I believe it's Psalms 56. I don't have that verse before me. Didn't intend to bring it out. But David said, this I know. I know. I know. I know it. God is for me. What a wonderful truth to know. Amen. No matter how your body feels or how others feel or circumstances seem to be, this I know, God is for me. But what about all these Philistines that are surrounding you and coming against you? Well, verse 10, it's so simple, folks. You know, what we're to do and how we win doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out. And David inquired of God. You know, where we get in trouble is just running off on our own energy or running off in our own mentality. There's a lot of things I know how to do if that's the way God wants me to do it. You do too. Most of us in this room is in giving an altar call. Everyone professes that you know Jesus. And you know, the thing that I was just speaking in one of the recent services, you know, the people that have been in this church for any period of time, you know, basically, if you listen. Now, remember, we were talking about that hearing advertisement. Do you understand what you hear? That's what Mark 4 is all about. Do you understand what you hear? You're hearing something, but do you understand what you hear? Your children hear the noise of your voice, but they don't always understand what you say. Sometimes you're tuned out. But God wants us to hear. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. All right, so the enemy comes in like a flood. I mean, so what's new? What's new? I'm not presenting any new great revelation tonight. If you're a born-again believer, and especially if you're a Spirit-filled believer, and you're standing on God's Word, Satan's going to try to find a niche in your armor. That's just the way it is. So big deal. But the Bible said that David inquired of the Lord. David knew how to fight. David knew how to take out a bear. David knew how to take out a lion. David knew how to take out a Goliath. But wait a minute. Every situation is a little different. Same God, same power, same scriptures, but what about this God? David inquired of the Lord, and he said, shall I go up against the Philistines? I've gone against the enemy so many times. I know what to do. I have a sword that works. I even have a slingshot that's just as good as my sword. And I can either use the slingshot or I can use my sword. I know how to fight. David knew how to fight. He knew how to fight the lion. He knew how to fight the bear. He knew how to fight the enemy. But shall I go up against the Philistines? You know, it's so simple. I'm trying to find how God wants me to posture this. You know, we just need to be sensitive. Lord, what are you thinking about right now? Lord, how do you feel about this? You know, well, I believe I'll just give them a piece of my mind. Well, maybe God says you don't have many pieces left. You don't need to be throwing away any spare parts. Amen. How does God feel about this? What does God think? This is important, folks. This is important. If there's anything I've learned over the years, you don't just roar off into the sunset every time something happens. You need to say, Lord, what you're thinking here. And I love Psalms 32 and 8. It said that he will teach us and instruct us in the way that we should go. He will guide us with his eye. But the only way he can guide us with his eye is if there's eye-to-eye contact. Amen. Shall I go? Shall I go up against the Philistines? And will you deliver them into my hand? That's one thing to go against the enemy. Anybody can go against the enemy. But will you deliver them into my hand? This is important. And the Lord said unto him, go up. Go for it. Go for it, David. For I will deliver them into your hand. I will deliver them into thine hand. Go for it. So they came to Baal Perazim. And you say, well, what is that? Well, David smote them there. And then David said, God hath broken in upon my enemies. He didn't say the hand of David hath done this. He said, God hath broken in upon my enemies. By my hand, like the breaking forth of waters, therefore they call the name of that place Baal Perazim. Now, there's several meanings, and of course they're all in the same direction as you look at that. I was just studying that early this morning. You see, it's a place of breaking through. It's a place of turnaround. I mean, where David was, and I believe there's so many of us in so many areas of our life. How many are believing for breakthroughs in your life? Yeah, we are. And how many have had breakthroughs in your life? Oh, dear Lord, we've all had breakthroughs. But there's still breakthroughs that we're believing for, breakthroughs that we're needing. Breaking through, breaking forth, hallelujah, breaking forth, turning around, a situation of turning around. It means to burst out, to open up, to increase. You not only break out, but you increase in the breakout or breakthrough. You know, there are times and experiences and situations that we go through that things are never quite the same again. I can think of a number of milestones in this church and a number of milestones in my own life. It seemed like you'd never get through that thing. But when you got through it, praise God, how sweet it is. How sweet it is. And I want to just throw this out tonight. God has another breakthrough, another breakout, another turnaround for you. And of course, it's been an inspiration to me. Even Caleb, you say, well, that's just for young people. No, it's for all people. As long as we're on this earth, there will be something for us to conquer. Now, Jesus has already conquered it, but I mean, we believe him in the process of it. There's something to do. There's a task. I believe with every fiber of my being that there is much work yet to be done. I believe there's much work yet to be done through Pastor Bob Nichols. I believe there's much work yet to be done through you. There's much prayer yet to be prayed. There are many souls yet to be saved. It's time for another breakthrough of signs, wonders, and miracles. It's time for a breaking forth. It's a time for a breaking through. It's a time for a turnaround. In so many ways in all of our lives, I'm thankful for everything that God has done. And another part of the meaning of this word is to scatter the enemy. Scatter him. You not only defeat him, but you scatter him. And he loses his main strength, and he's here it is. David is blessed by God. The enemy comes to try to steal that blessing. But David inquires of God. He doesn't say, "Well, I didn't think this king thing was going anywhere. Big deal. I've been anointed king, but that's no big deal." No. David inquired of the Lord. Church, listen to me. It's time to pray and pray and pray and pray and pray some more in faith believing. I'm not talking about vain repetition. It's time to pray. I'm telling you, say, what time is it for the church? It's time for a lot of things, but nothing's going to happen unless we pray. Nothing's going to happen as it should happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, you know, God's not going to throw us out of the kingdom if we don't have a prayer time every morning, and there's times that sometimes things just don't work out. But you know, you've been through, can you relate with what I'm saying? You wake up and your body screams, "No way, no way, you know, no way." Snooze, you know. Amen. You wake up and you're awake, but kind of sort of awake. And it seems like the last logical thing. Now, you know, you've got to take care of your body. You know, you've got to take care of your body. I'll tell you, there's a time that there is a time, and it gets to be humorous sometimes. I mean, even the prep time before the time. I mean, God's clock is accurate. Amen. I said God's clock is accurate. Amen. God has, it's interesting. God has a time that he gets my attention. I used to be able to sleep through that, but I can't do that anymore. I mean, you might as well just get up and do what you know you need to do. And it's a hard thing to explain. You know, when you're in bed and you're trying, your logic is trying to argue, you know. And your left toe hurts, you know, and your right finger says no, it's hard to argue what you ought to do in bed half asleep. But you know, when you get up, get both feet on the ground, and just say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me," and you get some kind of better clothing on, and you find the door. And you go in, and I've learned to put my coffee on the night before. Put your coffee on the night before. I mean, have it ready to plug in. Just get it all fixed up. Get the water and get the coffee and get the honey in the cup. Amen. Just feel around till you find the plug. Put it in the wall. And praise Rabatoh, yes. Shehu, yeah. Lord, are you sure? Yeah, okay, yeah. Amen. And it seemed like that thing will never get through, you know, doing its thing there. Finally it does, and you unplug it, and because if you don't, you leave it plugged up, and, you know, you start cooking your coffee. But after about two or three swigs, I don't know, there's something spiritual about that. Now, for you, it may be hot tea, but whatever works, just do it. Just do it. Praise God. But you know, all of a sudden, there is the sweetest feeling on the face of God's earth. I am honoring God. I'm honoring God. It's not legalistic. It's not a matter of heaven or hell. It's not a matter that God's going to slap you out of the kingdom of God. But you know, when you do what you know you need to do, when you make a move, every move toward God is profitable. Every move toward God is profitable. Every verse that you read in faith believing is profitable. Every prayer that you pray in faith believing is profitable. Oh, this is so elementary tonight, but you know, it is so important. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Praise God. And David inquired of the Lord. And I just believe with all of my heart, God wants us to just be breakthrough, breakout, turnaround minded. Nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible to those who believe. That's really the way it is. We don't quit on our first day. We don't quit on our first day. We keep on believing God. Some way, somehow. I'm believing with you and you're believing with me and we're believing together. And praise God, we'll see victory. Amen. Praise be unto God. He's the God of breakthrough. Now, but the Bible said here in... In fact, I like verse 12, and when they had left their gods there, David gave a commandment. You know, in this whole process of Baal-perazim, they burned the gods with fire. Amen. And I'll just make a classic statement, and anything we have to do around the season that's coming in a few days, we're just not giving it over to Satan. We don't celebrate his day. We lift up the Word of God, and we lift up the plan of salvation. Amen? Praise God. But the Bible said, verse 13, and the Philistines. Now, we're not through with this chapter yet. Brother Nichols, we were celebrating victory. We were having a tailgate party here, just, you know, we just really shouting the victory and got our Bibles out, and, you know, here we are. But therefore, David, the Philistines, yet again spread themselves abroad in the valley. Oh, wait a minute. I thought that was the battle to end all battles. Sorry. The bad news is the devil's still on the prowl. The good news is that the God who's given you victory is still alive. God is alive. So the Philistines, they come yet again and spread themselves abroad in the valley. Now, notice again in verse 14, David did the same thing he did in verse 10. David inquired again of God. Don't presume upon the grace of God. God loves us. God wants us to have victory. If God be for us, who can be against us? Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him. But remember, God doesn't do the same thing the same way every time. I said, God doesn't do the same thing the same way at every time. Amen. I remember I was just just early on in getting into our ministry, and we hadn't been married too long, and of course, you know, money's slim and slender, and you're believing in God for everything. And there was a businessman in the city, and he called me one day, and he took a liking to us. He said, you know, I believe God's hand is on you and your wife. And he said, you just come by every week. And he said, I'll have a check for you out of my business here. And so you can rest assured, every week I found time to go by, and I'd have a word of prayer with him. And, you know, that was such a blessing. I know, I'm trying to think, was it our first year we were married or whatever? Anyway, we were, by faith, going to take a little vacation. And we came by, and I came by his office, and he said, I just feel led of the Lord to give you this Exxon card. And just go take your little trip to Colorado and come back. And said, just put it all on that card. Well, boy, that was like airmail from God, man. It was airmail from God. Amen. And it was a provision. But, you know, that got to be feeling real good. I thought, well, boy, this is wonderful. But, you know, one day I came by and he said, you know, Brother Bob, he said, I've enjoyed doing this, but he said, you know, I just can't do it anymore. I've something had changed. I forget what it was. He said, I'm just not able to do that anymore. And you know, when I left, I thought, well, what about that? But you know, I learned a lesson out of that. You just, everything that God does, God doesn't do it the same way every time. God had other ways of helping us. God had other ways of meeting the need. And you know, you can't let yourself get locked into, this is the only way God can do it. Your job's not the only way that God can do it. Amen. And that could preach in many different directions, but I just want to give you encouragement. God is our total source of supply, but he doesn't do the same thing every time, every way, just that way. He doesn't do it. So here he inquires of the Lord again. And God said unto him, go not up. Whoa, wait a minute. Go not up after them. Well, God, you know, the last time that worked pretty good. In fact, we had a victory. But God says, no, you're not to do what you did last time. Now listen to me. Turn away from them. God, are you sure? Is that you up there? Who is that talking to me now? Huh? Turn away from them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. There was a little mini forest, a clump of trees there. He said, go a completely different way. Do it my way. Don't do anything until you hear a sound of going or the wind in the tops of the mulberry trees. Now, isn't that strange? I mean, what kind of God is this? You don't do anything until the wind blows in the top of the trees. Now, I know you... I've met some weird people, and I've heard some weird things over a period of time. You know, it all comes down to this, honey. Either it works or it doesn't work. If it didn't work, you didn't hear nothing. Or you didn't believe what you heard. But if it's God, it works. If it's God, it works. Amen. I said, if it's God, it works. When you hear the sound of going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that you go out to battle. Then you go out to battle. Not before, not during. Wait until you hear the sound in the trees. Then you go out to battle. For God is gone forth before you to smite the host of the Philistines. You know, folks, the biggest challenge is just to be calm, to be cool, to stay in faith, and do it God's way. Just do it. Just do right. Always do right, but do it God's way. Just be cool. Be calm. Don't get upset. Don't. I don't like that. Someone said, don't shove the dove. I'm not going to say that again. No, really. I reverence that. But, I mean, don't try to push God. We're not in the business of making God do anything because it's God's good pleasure to bless us. I said it's God's good pleasure to bless us. Hallelujah. Well, the last time I gave $5 or $20, God did certain things this way, and it was just, you know. But you see, I thought, well, I'll just do old number 13 again, but that didn't work just that way. Oh, God calls us to they that wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord. I trust in you, Lord, with all my heart. I lean not to my own understanding. In all my ways I acknowledge you. I yada you. I know you and I make you known. And he shall direct your paths. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, last time I just believed God. I got an instant healing. But this time it's taking a little while. Just hold steady. Stand on the word. In every area of your life, God's not a slot machine. God's a faith God. The Bible said we believe God. We speak to the mountain. When we pray, we believe God. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us that David therefore did as God commanded him. Boy, that's a mouthful right there. And they smote the host of the Philistines from Gibeon even unto Gezer. And the fame of David went out into all lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations. You see, every believer faces crisis times. We cannot face life in our own strength, in our own wisdom. But God invites us to ask for His help, and that's what keeps us dependent upon Him. Every day we face anti-Christ spirits in the world in which we live. The spirit of this world. And you know, sometimes my spirit, I think I'm a positive guy. I mean, I get negative every once in a while, but I think I'm a positive guy. But you know, we have to just keep the switch of faith turned on. This world will put your candle out if you don't watch it. The attitude of people, the whatever. Every day there is grace for the race. There's grace for your life. There's not one person in this auditorium tonight but that God does not have grace for every phase of your life. Every phase of your life. Praise God. Everyone. God gives us grace for the race. And you know, one thing that we just need to settle, God's word really does work. God's word works. It may not always work like we want it to work or when we want it to work or how we want it to work, but God's word works. And God's word works not only for us, but through us, God works for others. You've heard me give the illustration. One time I really got frustrated with God, and I said, God, you know, this thing needs to happen. This thing needs to move. You know, it was a certain situation in downtown properties and financing and so on. And I one day I just got weary, a little weary. I said, God, it's just time something to happen here. Now, let's get it on, you know. You know, the Lord said, you know, I can do that right now, but if you can have the patience, I want to bless five other people in the process. Now, that's a test of whether I care about others. And I don't have time to go into that story. But I said, okay, God, do it your way. But in the process of it, five other ministries or churches were blessed. You see, God's ways are not always our ways, but God's ways work. Hallelujah. I said, God's ways work. If God says, go not up, hold steady. If God says, turn away from them, trust in the Lord. Go another way if you have to. If you have to wait for something that doesn't make sense to you, just ask God for patience. Hallelujah. But know one thing, that God loves us, that God is for us. God has never failed. Joyce says this so often. She said, Bob, God has never failed us. I mean, she said that this week a couple of times. Joyce says that real. She said that through the years. Bob, God is faithful. God has never failed us. God is with us, for us, in us, and through us. Hallelujah. Boy, she said that so nice. Yeah, that's easy for you to say. You know, you're the preacher's wife. Yeah. No, it's harder for them to say than it is for me to say. They have to live with us. It takes a better woman of God to live with a man of God. We're visionaries. We're burning rubber. You know, we got that male drive and that male instinct. You know, we're going to make this thing. But, you know, we've had to learn time and time again. Let go and let God have His wonderful way. Let go and let God have His way. Your sorrows will vanish. Your night turn to day. Let go. Just let go. Just let go. Hardest thing I ever had to learn in the water was to let go. I learned to float before I learned to swim. Because in floating, you do nothing. But in swimming, you're doing it all. You know, you're fighting the water. And I found it very hard to just let go. Oh, praise God. But let go and let God. Stand with me, if you will. Has this helped anybody tonight? God doesn't always do it the same way. But God is on the throne. I said God is on the throne. And you know, if you just start praising the Lord, it will accelerate your blessing. It will accelerate the word of God coming to pass. Just begin to celebrate the word. Celebrate the promise. Father, we rejoice in the promises of God. We rejoice in the promises of God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Rabati la Masio Rabakotora Kasai. Hallelujah. Oh, let's just come forward and just have a few moments of trust tonight. We're just going to put our lives in God's hands. Every situation of our lives, we're going to put it in God's hand tonight. Hey, let your voice go out. Praise the Lord. Let your voice go out. Just let your voice go out to Him tonight. Hallelujah. Just trust and obey. There's no other way. Oh, we trust in You, Lord. We trust in You, Lord. Oh, God, we trust in You. We trust in You, Father, with all of our heart. We lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways we acknowledge You. And Lord, You direct our paths. Oh, folks, let's just praise Him with a shout tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we trust You. We praise You. We magnify Your name tonight. You don't always do it the same way. You don't always do it at the same time. But God, You've always come through. You always come through, Lord. You always make a way, even where there seems to be no way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we trust You. I mean, just look up and say, Lord, I trust You. I trust You with my life. I trust You with every detail of my life. I really do trust You tonight, Lord. I trust You, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I trust You, Lord. I trust in You, Lord. I trust in You with all my heart. I trust in You with all my heart. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we just release our faith tonight that You'll show us, Lord, what we're to do in the meantime. Show us how to pace ourselves. Show us how to keep our trust in You. Lord, we thank You for every prayer that You've ever answered. We thank You for every battle that You've helped us to fight. We thank You, Lord, for every time that You've come through. We thank You, Lord, for every time You've made a way where there seems to be no way. We trust in You, Lord, with all of our heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Anybody hurting in your body tonight? Anybody that needs prayer right now? Someone that you're hurting in your body? Amen. Just come right up to this front area here. Praise God. Hallelujah. If we just clear out this front area here just for a moment. Praise be unto God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Would you hold your hand out? Father, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. Wherever you're hurting, I command this to cease in the name of Jesus. I speak healing. I speak healing into your body right now. I speak the healing power of God. Are we better? Are we better? All right, let's go for better. Let's go for better than better. Father, in the name of Jesus. Hey, just join your faith with me. This is a faith project tonight. In the name of Jesus. Pain, go. Pain, go. Cause and effect, go. I just speak peace to this body. I speak peace to every nerve in this body. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. How we doing? Better? Definitely better. I'm in no hurry. I just Shebakata Yasekata. I'm in no hurry. Shabarakasai. Father, I thank you that she's better, but in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, every miracle, every touch of God that is needed in this body tonight, right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Shoo, glory to God. I felt the power of God. Do you feel that power? My, my, my. Praise God. Do you feel that power of God going? Well, just praise it. Hallelujah. Husband has one arm, joy has the other. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Never forget years ago when Brother Roberts brought his big tent to Fort Worth out in Farrington Field. He'd sit on that platform every night, pray for the sick, just like I'm sitting right here. Hallelujah. Pray. Is there anyone else hurting? Anyone else hurting? Come here, Ron. Is it your back? Oh, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Paul, put your hand on his back there. Father, in the name of Jesus. Robert, I speak to your back in the name of Jesus. Yes. Brother Robert, in the name of Jesus, God made this back. I command this back to line up with God's word. I command pain to go. I command pain to go. I command pain to go. Oh, are we better? All right. Come on, come on. I'm not in a hurry. I'm just ticked with Satan tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, from the tip of your head to the soles of your feet, I release my faith right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I believe God. I felt the power of God going into your body. Praise God. What you need, Cody? Jesus' name, I take authority over this stress tonight. Go! Go, stress, in the name of Jesus. Praise God, praise God. Command it to go. Anybody else? Well, it's done. Well, just praise God then. Make room for someone that needs prayer. I pray. Hallelujah. Pain it. Yes, 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 yes. Come on up here. Let's